You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's time for a trending report. Other than the weather, what else is trending? Nuggets lost last night. The Avs play tonight. The Avs are in North Carolina, so that's going on. The most popular dog and cat names of the year are out. But why do we even talk about this when it's the same names every year?
Every single year.
People will not name their female dogs anything but Luna or Bella or Daisy. Those are the top three, like, every year.
Yuck.
And the male dog, always Max, is number one.
Always. Always. I don't have the list in front of me anymore, but can you tell me the food ones again? Because I loved the food ones.
Okay, now the food ones, when people are creative,
I do like
spicy
these.
Spicy Nugget.
Yes.
People name their dogs McGriddle.
Yes.
Crunch Wrap is on there.
Okay, perfect.
But probably the best, instead of Bella, they name the dog Taco Bella.
See, that's where that's you clever. Should be when you're that's naming clever. Your animals.
I will admit that I am a fan of human names for dogs. Like, you were talking about how you might name a future dog Clark.
Clark. I want a yellow lab named Clark.
I like that. And along those lines, they say over across the pond in the UK right now, the big trendy dog name is Mike.
Mike! Hello! It's my dog, Mike.
It's good. What else is trending? Here's this story. I was writing a little piece about this for the Mindbender Club mailer. And it has to do with, instead of comfort foods, whether or not you have a comfort movie. And I totally do. For instance, when Gretchen goes out of town and I have a couple of days to myself, invariably I will pick a 2 to 3 hour period where I will plop on the couch and I will watch this one movie that is a sentimental favorite of mine. I'm not saying it's a great movie, but it's sentimental. Do you have one like that?
I'm trying to think right now.
Not Anchorman. I know you love
Anchorman, I love Will Ferrell movies. I'm going to go Adam Sandler and say The Wedding Singer, I think. I can watch that movie 1,000 times.
Yeah, so they said that the average person has watched their go-to comfort movie 34 times in their life. Which on one hand doesn't sound like much, but on the other hand, that's a lot.
It is a lot of times, yeah. Add that up, 2 hours each.
And that's the average, because they're... Listen. I have a sister-in-law, okay, Rachel. I know her favorite movies. I know she has seen all of them more than 200 times.
My God.
I can't wrap my brain around that.
So much time.
But we have people listening right now who have watched the same movie more than 200 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you think it's about it, 2 hours, that's 400 hours of your life. That's weeks out of your life.
Why do you do that?
Well, like I said, it's a comfort thing, so I'm not going to knock that. Like, it's stupid that I would watch mine so many times.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost mindless, and you know all the dialogue. I mean, you can say it along with the characters.
What's yours, like Saving Private Ryan or something?
No, but it's close. It is
Titanic?
A war movie. Titanic. I'm the king of the world! No, mine is a war movie. It's one of Clint Eastwood's early war movies. Where Eagles Dare.
Oh, that sounds intense.
Tough. Tough movie. So I was reading the story. Speaking of movies, Tom Hanks and Tim Allen, they did Toy Story together. But they still stay in touch and they hang out. Like 2 or 3 times a year, they'll go to lunch and they talk about how they are best of friends, even though they differ on so many things. And that warms my heart right there. Like, I told you about that one friend of mine who said, I don't think we can be friends anymore because I don't feel the same way about you politically. And I'm like, well, okay, well, all right.
Whatever, move on.
What a great friend you are.
Yeah.
You know, if that's all it takes. Anyway, they talk about, even though they've got big differences, they are still very tight. And the reason I bring this up, though, is because there's something that Tim Allen said that he doesn't really put up with Tom Hanks. He says if there's one thing that could drive a wedge between them, it is Tom Hanks' habit of grabbing a French fry off Tim's plate.
Oh, I would punch that cowboy in the face.
Tim says, quote, I come from a family where you don't do that.
You don't sneak a fry.
So... I kind of married someone like that. Gretchen's not a big fan of taking things off. She doesn't like if I reach over and take something off her plate.
Yeah, you got to ask first.
I do. I've learned to ask, and then she says, yeah, that's fine. But she would be that one who would, like, stab your hand with a fork.
Good.
I think.
You don't even need
it. You're that way, too?
You don't need those fries.
I don't need the fry anyway. But it doesn't even have to be a fry. It could be anything. I mean, haven't you ever had some, like, doesn't Nicole ordered something and you're like, ooh, I gotta, like, you'll take your fork into those mashed potatoes and try that.
She's more likely to do that to my stuff because she orders salads and I'll order the chicken fried steak with the gravy. So she's like, I just need a little taste. I need a little taste of that.
That's right. You married a salad eater.
Yeah, she'll have her,
like, no, give me
her spinach shakes and.
Yeah, Gretchen gets all the hearty stuff. Anyway, I just wonder if that's a bigger topic for our show.
Could be.
I'm going to set this aside. Something like, you love your spouse, but here's the one thing you will not abide.
I will not stand for this.
What else is trending?
Well, I am super excited. I look forward to this day every single year. Today is National Unfriend Day. So what I do is I like to take one lucky person and remove them from my Facebook on this day.
Just, and they don't even know it.
They don't even know it. So I'm going
to
make my way.
First name again?
Yeah, let me go over to my Facebook and let me go to my friends. And yeah, give me a name so I can just randomly search somebody.
Last time you went with Deb.
Deb.
So I'm going to take a traditional guy's name.
All right.
Why don't you see if there is a Luke?
Let's see if I got a Luke.
If you don't have one, then I'll pick another one. I'm just trying to not go traditional.
No Luke.
No Luke. All right, let me give you another
Somebody
one.
With a last name Luke.
How about Trent?
Trent?
See if you
I was waiting for you to say Matt, like my buddy Matt.
Oh, that'd be funny.
No Trent.
You love Matt. You would love Matt
possible?
If you could. All right, what about a Brad?
B-Rad.
You got a Brad?
Oh, I got Brads for days.
Pick one, delete them.
Brad.
No,
we used to work with Brad Hansen. We'll get rid of Brad Hansen.
No, I like Brad
Hansen. He's a good guy, but not today. I'm unfriending. No, I better not unfriend him. He's
a
good guy.
Don't unfriend Brad.
Oh, here's a Brad I went to high school with.
Do you not like him?
Hey, he's fine. Not necessary, though. All right. And unfriended.
Okay.
God, I love this day. It is so special to me. All right. That's done.
For all of you who are friends with Jeremy, I recommend that you unfriend him.
Please do.
You look tomorrow and you have like 800 friends. You're like,
wait a minute, what happened?
Whoa. Hey, what happened?
Where'd everybody go? The American Farm Bureau Federation is out with their hijinks this morning. Those wackadoos. They put out their annual Thanksgiving report. The average dinner for 10 this year, $64.05. It's up about 20%. You do a little beep, boop, bop, boop math on that. $6.41 per person, Dom. So there's that if you're hosting Thanksgiving this year. Google's out with all their Thanksgiving-related searches. You know, people are searching for stuffing recipes and how to make mashed potatoes. Some of the funny ones, how to catch a turkey was on there. How to smoke a turkey. People be Googling pies. Of course, pumpkin is number one. Don't bother making it. Go to Costco and get that pie, that pumpkin pie they have. It's better than any pie that grandma will make, I guarantee you.
Whoa, poor grandma.
Poor granny and her sloppy pie. I'm actually going out today to buy a bunch of stuff for Thanksgiving. I went ahead and posted my wife's cream corn recipe on the Dom and Jeremy Facebook page, if you want to check that out. It involves bacon and butter and cream cheese, and it's really good.
Yum.
Have you been preparing? I have been working out. I get on that Bowflex torture device for an hour every day now just to prepare for next week and the upcoming month because it's starting.
I'm just preparing in general because I wanted to take off some LBs.
Yeah.
So I have been on that machine that you talked me into getting. I'm sorry. I will continue to get on it, but that machine kicks my ass.
It's a torture device, and I will do
it.
Do an hour a day now on that thing. I'll put something good on my iPad and just sit there and go to town because I'm like, I'm going to be eating next week. And
you're not only a better man and in better shape than I am, but you're a much younger man than I did 35 minutes yesterday, and I was like, oh, my God.
That's a pretty good clip, though. What do you put it on? Like, what number?
Settings, it varies. Yeah. I go up and down the line, but usually around a 6 or a 7.
Right there, yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
What are you, 20?
Well, I'll put it on 11.
Shut up.
11 for an hour. I'm
just
dripping.
As long as I keep going. There's never been a workout that has made me sweat like that machine.
You don't stop. It's everybody that's wondering, it's a Bowflex something or other.
Max Trainer.
Max Trainer. Highly recommended. It's really good. If you want to sit on your butt, though, Volkswagen has created a high-tech office chair, and this thing travels 12 miles an hour.
Wouldn't you like to get that? We have in our office, we have a major league long straightaway. Now
we could totally...
It goes all the way down. Our production rooms all the way down to a conference room, and that's got to be... How many feet is that?
It's a long ways down. We could get it up to 12 mph, probably. It also has collision avoidance sensors, so you wouldn't hit anybody in HR. You got party lights, you got a backup camera, heated seat, touchscreen display. Anyway, there's a picture of it on our Facebook if you want to check it out. It's pretty darn crazy. Do I want to play you the audio from the fire chief? Your call, Dom. You want me to do that?
Nah.
Pass. 61% of Americans are worried that they are going to be out-gifted by somebody this year.
Yep.
So that's when you give a gift that's not as good as the one that they got you, and they're blaming moms for this. Moms always ruin it, don't they?
Always mom.
My mom totally is like this. You know, she's like, let's spend $50. I'll spend $50, and she shows up with $200 worth of gifts. Like, stop doing that, mom. Ugh. Clickbait.
Oh.
Clickbait.
I think I have anything else I want to tell you. Trending's a little weak today, don't you agree?
No, I think clickbait has been tough this week, but yesterday's was good clickbait.
I feel like there was something else I wanted to tell you that was really good, but like even clickbait sucks. It's the wall spin challenge. It's gone viral on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
You lean against the wall with your back and you got to try to do this spin maneuver without getting your back up. So, anyway, the cream corn recipe's on our Facebook page.
Sure, it's Dom
and Jeremy on Facebook.